In this video, we're going to create the necessary elements outside of WordPress to get WordPress functioning, and that mainly is a database. You do this through cPanel. So in this particular phase, we've uploaded WordPress, and you get to this screen where it's going to be asking you for some information. So we need to create a database, and we need to create a username and password for that. So here's our cPanel. I'm going to go ahead and log in. And we have successfully logged in. So we're going to go down here to where it says MySQL database. Now, your particular host may be slightly different, but look for a database section and you'll find this MySQL. Now, there are a few ways that we can do this. phpMyAdmin is a good way. You can use this database wizard here. I'm going to do it kind of the hardcore method, doing it manually, just to make sure that everyone is able to do this, because you may not have phpMyAdmin on your server and you may not have this little wizard thing. But what you will have is the MySQL database icon. So let's click on that. And it looks like I need to update MySQL, which I will. And what we're going to do here, see where it says create new database? We're just going to call this test blog database and hit create database. Now, it tells us that the database has been created, so let's go back. And we're going to scroll down. And I'm going to create a user. And we do this under MySQL users, add new user. We're going to call this test user. I'll go ahead and create a password. And then do it again to verify that they match. And I'll hit create user. So now we're going to go back. And a note, because of the way that my server is set up, that username is actually tacked on to the end of Jeremy underscore. So just keep that in mind, because you're going to have to be very specific when we do the WordPress stuff. Okay, now I'm going to click the drop down here and select Jeremy underscore test user. And I'm going to click the drop down for the database, which is test blog database. And then I'm going to hit add. Now, for our purposes, the user that we have created is an admin. I want them to be able to do everything. So I'm going to select all privileges. Scroll down and select make changes. Now we'll go back. And if we go to our next page, you will see right here, Jeremy underscore test blog database, and the user privileged is Jeremy underscore test user. You can, of course, use this same interface to delete users or to rename them. So what we've done in this video is we've created a MySQL database. We've created a user that can administer that database. And in the next video, we're going to tie this into WordPress and connect WordPress to this database.